Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Raul A. Ramos, University of Houston professor of history, opposes the naming of a soccer team, the Houston 1836s, for the victory, the Battle of San Jacinto, against the dictator Santa Anna, who was later overthrown by his own government. But it doesn't matter. UT doesn't even celebrate Texas independence anymore. I never knew that it was such a dirty thing. I didn't know it had to do with race or groups, but now I figured out that some people think that, and the professor joins us. Professor Ramos, nice to have you on with us today.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good. We've got a lot of stuff on the horizon. The war with Iran, the rest of these nightmares to deal with, but I see that there's a big hubbub about this particular team. Why don't you tell us about it and tell us why you're against it?
Well, I would say I'm not really organizing any kind of opposition against it. Rather, as a historian and who works on 19th century history, and my own specialty is 19th century American Southwest and Mexican North, I feel that when this team name was announced, that it was a teaching moment, a time when, you know, we can talk about the detail of the past and look at history, warts and all. And what I found was by raising just questions about the name Houston 1836, that I found that it touched a lot of nerves, and some that I was expecting, I suppose, and others that I wasn't expecting. The main issue is this. The team name was announced Houston 1836 mainly because they were coming. It was a team that was moved here from San Jose, and there they were called the Earthquakes, and the Houston Earthquakes wouldn't quite work. So they went to find another name, and they chose Houston 1836, and I think appropriately so, because that was the founding of the city. Houston was founded in 1836 on the banks of the Buffalo Bayou. Well, it also happens to be the year that that the Mexican army was defeated by the Texan army at the Battle of San Jacinto, and which is right down the road from here.
Sam Houston, yeah.
Correct. And now, just from the standpoint of naming the team Houston 1836, I think you could allow that there be multiple interpretations of
well,
the year.
I thought
many
from
things
reading the newspaper that it was about Texas independence. So what?
Well, the issue is this. The a large percentage of the fans that will be coming to the soccer games, hopefully, will be Latino fans.
Well,
many of Mexican
they're
origin.
American, they're Texan, as anybody, or, oh, I guess they're saying, hey, no, we're Mexicans and this is Mexico. Is it La Reconquista?
Well, here's my issue with it, and it's a couple fold. Number one, when we look back at the past and we look at the Texas Revolution, as I call it in my work, the Texas War of Secession, because it was just that. Texas was seceding from Mexico.
Yeah, so was 1776.
So if we look at Texas secession from Mexico, it was something where, in fact, there were a lot of Tejanos, or Mexican Texas, who fought on the side of secession as
yes,
well.
There was.
They were folks like Juan Seguin and Navarro, who were
Jose
all...
Jose Navarro, yeah,
right.
Called the father of the Constitution.
And these Tejanos were very involved in opposition to what was at that time the
and
Mexican
And most of them were born
government.
Here. Most of them weren't from central Mexico. They were born here, and they were trying to get the U.S. to buy Texas beforehand. But you know that. You're a professor.
Well, you know, that's when you start wondering then, you know, when you start looking at the details, though, and you see that, you know, first
yeah, you
off,
learn it was Mexicans who just so happened to have brown skin who wanted this to be Texas.
Well, no, they were, not all of, by the way, they weren't all looking to become part of the United States. Many of them saw it
they
as...
They wanted their own country, yeah.
Right, as a way...
Well, I tell you what, Professor Stanley, we got a break,
sure.
Come right back to you, and I want to go over this with you, because...
Okay, no problem.
I don't have a degree in this, but I do have a lot of history professors on, and I just so happen to be somewhat of a history buff, and my family raised Colonel Travis's son. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So, there was going to be a little soccer team, or football team as they'd call it in England, down in Houston, and they were going to pick the name 1836 for when Houston was founded. But folks began to get upset, I guess, that that was the date that Texas won its independence from the dictator Santa Anna, who again was overthrown by his own country. And remember, there were six flags of Texas. The French had it, the Spanish had it, Texas had it, the U.S. had it, then the Confederates had it, then the U.S. got it again. This belonged to the Native Americans, and they were all always busy killing each other and raiding each other, the Comanche coming down on the plains into Texas. So this was a no-man's land, and we've had a lot of different history professors on to talk about this. We're big fans of Jacksonian era history because it's so rich. Makes, you know, later Western activities pale in significance. And I've always been aware that, you know, the father of the Texas Constitution, as he was known, was Hispanic, and that around a third of those that fought in the war total were Hispanic, and that there really wasn't a lot of what this you would call racism until the beginning of the last century. And you had a lot of German and Polish and Czech communities, intermarrying and mingling with the Hispanics. Thus, you get the Tejanos. And but then now so many people from central Mexico, southern Mexico have come in here. And, man, it's all over the cars. The radio stations are named that. My wife speaks Spanish. She translates it. We're taking over. This is Mexico. The grocery stores are named that. I even speak a little bit of Spanish. People will laugh at you when you're in restaurants. And, of course, Washington's funding all this. It's part of the Pan-American Union. Thank God that the Venezuelan president just shot that down. He knows what's going on. He just called Vicente Fox a lap dog of the globalist, which he is. So this is all a big Madison Avenue PR campaign. You've got the liberation theology crowd professors, and I don't even know if our guest is one of them. He seems a little more reasonable. I've had a UT professor on from Dallas who's like, yeah, I'm for the plan of San Diego. We're going to kill all whites above 16. I mean, we can have them on here. We've had them on. You're like, oh, well, I'm sorry. And if you resist us, you're racist. You will lay down and die. And, I mean, I'm not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're dealing with. So when I hear that, well, I don't know if we can name this team 1836, I go, why? Why can't Hispanics have their history? Why can't they have their culture as the founders of Texas? It was Hispanics who went to the U.S. and said, buy this from us. Or it was Hispanics who wanted to make their own country. By the way, Texas used to go up into, you know, Colorado and pass. I mean, it was just gigantic. It was almost as big as the rest of the territories the U.S. already had. But I'm going to shut up and let him have his say. It just never ends, folks. It never ends. Raul A. Ramos. And, Raul, Professor, thank you for joining us. Some stations just joined us. Don't carry that first five-minute segment. You had a problem with this, but you said really just to educate people about real Texas history. So what is that? Is it the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo is a scam? This is really Mexico? Or is it we should just know about the problems in Texas history? What is it? What's your view?
Two issues, I think, that it raises. The first is what I might call the kind of local issue of Texas secession or Texas Revolution, as it's commonly called, which is the issue of what did everyone who fought in the Texas Revolution fight for the same reasons? And I think, as in any war, there's different interests involved, and there's interests that are overt and others that are covert, and you know, some that we can identify, others that we'll never know. But there's a larger picture, I think, that's part of this, which is American westward expansion, as it was known as Manifest Destiny. You know, what role did the Texas Revolution have as part of that westward expansion? And did the Tejanos, or the Mexican Texans who fought alongside other Anglo-Texans and Anglo-Americans, who many of who were mercenaries, really, who came in at the end of the Texas War.
Well, yeah, you have the secret meeting with Old Hickory and,
right.
and of course Houston there at his house at the Hermitage.
Right. So were they all on the same page about this? And what I'm suggesting is that, you know, of course, if you just look at the Battle of San Jacinto, it does seem like this great opportunity. But if you look through the 10 years of the Texas Republic and then everything that happened afterwards, it was a pretty rapid erosion of Mexican landholdings, Mexican political power, Mexican economic power, and ultimately setting up a second-class citizenship. Now, was that part of the Lone Star Promise? You know, I think for some folks, I mean, I have to say, I think Sam Houston had a pretty broad view of things. I mean, we know in his own personal life, you know, he wasn't discriminating necessarily, at least.
No, he liked Comanche, Indians.
Right?
I mean, even though he killed quite a few of them, he liked Indians.
Well, and it was a complex world, right? I mean, it was the frontier. There were alliances being set up and broken all the time. I mean,
that's the point I'm going to make. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mexicans wanted to come to the Texas territory, the Texas country, because they had less a chance on the colonies as peons down there. And so now today, to resurrect something, frankly, you're not stupid. I'm sure you know about the La Reconquista. I wonder if you're for that. I bet you know a lot of radio stations call for it from California to Texas. It's a big joke. Ha ha, this is Mexico. Pilgrim go home. You haven't heard that?
You know, I'm not plugged into that, but what I have to say...
Are you a member of Metro or La Raza?
When I was in college, our college didn't have a Mecha, but we had a Chicano student group.
Mecha's slogan is?
Yeah.
For those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing.
Right, right. You know, this has to be seen. You know, Mecha itself has to be seen in the context of the American Civil Rights Movement as part of ethnic uplift, and in terms of of presenting
Professor,
a positive
image for
people
that
have
tell you how an average white sees the Alamo and Texas.
Right.
I see it as another 1776, but King George wasn't a fat white guy. He was a skinny Hispanic, mainly Spanish guy. So, I mean, to me, it's just a 1776. And, of course, all the motives weren't perfect.
Right.
And, of course, but, I mean, give me a break.
But, Alex, you're not going to get me to defend Santa Ana. I mean, you can't get a single person in Mexico to defend Santa Ana today. That's not the issue I'm raising here. What I'm saying is that it was a civil war within Mexico, and these Anglo-Texans took advantage of that, straight and simple. And Mexico was very weak at that time, and increasingly weaker afterwards.
Yeah, they had new leaders every 6 months until Santa Ana came along.
You know, and what we have to see is in the context of, 10 years after that, in 1846, you have the United States invade Mexico and take over Mexico. I mean, that's, we'll talk about.
But the Marines did leave. Now, let's be honest, could have stayed. Listen, here's the deal.
And there were people who wanted them to stay in the U.S. legislature.
Well,
and there was others who didn't. I mean, there was an All of Mexico movement in the U.S. legislature at the time that said we should take over all of Mexico. And you know what the main reason people didn't want to take over Mexico? Because it would introduce too many mongrel people into the United States, and it was so it became a racial issue, along with, of course, the slavery issue, which how do you add new land and how does that throw the balance off?
Let me just say this, Professor. Mm-hmm. Let me just, put the cards on the table here.
Okay.
I think Texas is a lot better than Mexico. I think the U.S. is a lot better than Mexico. I was just down there a few months ago, and there were troops with machine guns shaking down little families at checkpoints when I was, down in the interior. I don't want to live like that. I know Washington loves the La Reconquista. Bush wants open borders. They want to drive down the wages. They want us all to live like people do in Mexico City. I'm asking you, do you believe we should merge with Mexico? Are you for the La Reconquista?
Look, this is out of my hands. Back when they signed the North American Free Trade Agreement, they de facto tore down the border.
I know.
And
all the white guys are for it. So really, it's the U.S. interest, which are enslaving me too, taking over Mexico. I'm asking you, are you for getting rid of the border?
Am I for getting rid of the border? Well, let me put it to you this way. Most of my family lives in Mexico, and and when I go visit my grandmother and when I go visit my aunts and uncles, it becomes increasingly difficult to go back and forth. Now, I'm willing to, there's personal issues and then there's political issues. And, politically speaking, I think, you can look at it just in terms of the United States isolated from the rest of the world, or look at the fact that the poverty in Mexico has 95% to do with American corporations going in and creating
It has to do with your PRI and now Fox's party. It has to do that you guys never got out from under the imperial model of the Spanish.
But let me point something out about where you're talking. You keep saying you guys. I was born in San Antonio. I'm only representing myself. I'm not representing the Mexican government here. Yeah.
Professor, I understand. Well, the head of Perry's U.S., Texas-Mexico relations is a foreign foreign lobbyist. He's Mexican, but he runs things here in Texas. Sir, I'm telling you the facts. D.C. is running the La Reconquista to break down Texas and turn us all into peon slaves. That's the stated fact. And here you are saying that most of your family's in Mexico. I'm telling you, the Hispanics I know that are Tejanos, they love Texas, and they're tired of Mexicans from Mexico claiming this is Mexico. No, they want it to be Texas. They're proud of Texas.
No, I agree with you that there's a lot of, that there's opportunities here. That's why people keep coming. That there are divisions within the Latino community and within the Mexican community in the United States.
It's not a monolithic
community. My point was basically this: that we have to be aware of it. That we have to be aware of those divisions. There's no population that's of one voice. Mexicanos are not of one voice. Anglos are not of one voice. And I was just bringing up this point of view about basically American expansion in Texas history, and that for a lot of Mexicans in the United States, for a lot of Mexican immigrants or transnationals, this is bringing up this larger question of American imperialism throughout the Americas.
You can talk about American imperialism, and certainly it's going on today in Iraq. Okay, right. I'm not debating that with you. I'm just simply saying there's no reason for everybody to fight with each other. And I don't know why on radio and on Spanish TV, all I hear is, ha-ha, we're taking over, we're going to get you. Plan of San Diego, ha-ha. And I go, oh, Plan of San Diego, ha-ha. I just want to get along with you, and then I'm best. When I say you people, I mean the Plan of San Diego, La Reconquista folks. If they want another Alamo, they want another San Jacinto, they're going to get one. Stay there, Professor.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body, like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells, can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Markaitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Drug Kevin Smith in here because he's got a bunch of UT documents where really Hispanics were key founders of Texas. And so, frankly, whenever I first looked up Raul A. Ramos, I thought, is he one of these Jose Gutierrez guys that we've had on? We played clips of him. Plan of San Diego, we need to implement that. Sir, do you need to implement that plan? Yes, that would be good. We need to do that. And the plan, Professor, are you aware of the Plan of San Diego?
Yeah, it's a very important document in Texas history. It's the manifesto, basically, in 1915 that called for the creation of a Mexican-only, well, it's actually Mexican and black nation in Texas.
Yeah, and, kill all white right. males above the age of 16.
16, right, right.
Well, see, I didn't know what it was until I went to a Mexican Independence Day rally here in Austin, and there were a bunch of people wearing the shirt, and I said, what's that? And they said, you're going to learn real soon, buddy. So I went home and typed it in, and then I was horrified. And
it was a very radical position, but what it needs to be, there's a great book that's out now by Benjamin Johnson on the Plan de San Diego and the violence in South Texas during that period. And really what it was, is it was a statement in a local race conflict. It really was a race war where the Texas Rangers were going in and indiscriminately killing and terrorizing Mexicans.
Well, that's right.
And this
on
was
the
a
other
response,
side.
And this was a response to that.
The Texas Rangers actually hired mercenaries. Who was the famous guy from, in fact, Kevin's here. Kevin knows about it, Kevin.
Well, you know, actually they weren't even really official Texas Rangers. They were
right.
like appointees by... Who was the governor at the time? Culberson or
I forget off the top of my head.
But you know, there were some raids by Pancho Villa,
right.
And in response to it, you know, the problem that I think we see, Professor, is that these war cries from both sides, these plays to the lowest common denominator. The masses are so easy to whip up. They're so easy to whip into these frenzies, and we saw that back in 1915. And you had to know that the Germans were well behind that ploy. To get Mexico to attack us from the south, and
right.
if Germany was victorious in World War One, what was the booty? You remember that? It was the Southwest. They were
right.
going to give it back. So we see this Ocalan movement.
Well, although I think there's, you know, we know about the Zimmerman Note, and we know about the, you know, that Mexico's always, in terms of international politics.
Well, Hitler tried it again.
We know that Mexico's always had a very you know, not friendly relation with the United States. I mean, to the extent that Mexico does anything it can, it, you know, doesn't go out of its way to help
Why
the United States internationally.
Why is Mexico in a lip lock with the Germans?
Well, I mean, that goes back to, I mean, there's other issues as well.
That goes back to Maximilian.
Capitalism and looking at, you know, paying off debts and so forth. But there is, you know, look at what happened with the Iraq War. And you know the UN resolution where Mexico was on, happened to be on the Security Council in 2003, and their vote in support or was no guarantee. In fact, they had come out and said they weren't going to support the United States, and so you know that was seen as a huge betrayal. I mean, you could see between September 11th and the UN resolution, you know, it's only now that Mexico started. You know, Fox has like done enough genuflecting to get back into Bush's graces, you know, that it's, you know.
Well, this is what I'm saying, Professor. Mm-hmm. Hispanics have got to know these open borders are bad if Bush is for it. I mean, come on. I mean, listen. I want Mexico to be free. I know our corporations use it as a toilet. I'm against all that, sir.
Right.
Okay, I'm for the rebels in the South. I'm not the enemy, and I've been to the rallies, brother. If you don't know about it, believe me, I've never done anything to anybody, so I don't have all this white guilt. I, as just a friendly guy who likes everybody, go to a rally, and there's people there with signs saying, I'm going to kill you, Whitey. I'm telling you right now, and then I hear, hey, we don't like 1836, and I'm like, man, listen, if you love Texas, just say it's yours, because frankly, you got more claim to it than anybody else.
Right. No, and you're right about, you know, you're right in the sense of that claim. I mean, when I go back and, you know, like I said earlier, all my relatives live in northern Mexico, actually in Coahuila. My grandmother lives in the town where that mining accident is taking place right now. And,
no, it's terrible.
You know, we go back in this region for hundreds of years, literally, back when Coahuila y Texas was one state. I mean, in the sense that I'm from here.
I understand. You're from Texas.
Yeah, I'm from here for 300 years. And so that's, you know, on my father's side, on my mother's side, they're European
No,
immigrants.
I understand. I'm not saying, hey, you know, I'm saying exactly choose it as here,
right.
Here being this region for Native Americans more than anything, instead of saying, you know, it's this group or that group.
Indeed. But what really got me about the, you know, in some ways, I think I was started saying that I wouldn't have spoken out and in questioning the team name had they not put Sam Houston on a horse charging against the Mexican army in the logo. I think...
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, look at the logo, and it has Sam Houston charging. I mean, Houston 1836 could be open to interpretation. You put Sam Houston on a horse with a sword drawn charging.
Well, I think they need to put Navarro next to him, then make it a little better. Okay, I kind of get your point. No, I understand. I see where you're coming from. One more quick segment with our guest, and we'll let Kevin get in here with some quotes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Do not blame Hispanic Americans. And with the weird media, I mean, I don't know what name I'm supposed to call people. Spanish, Hispanic, Latino, Chicano. I mean, having people say, no, you're supposed to call me this, you're supposed to call me that. I just really don't care. I'm not against anybody. I don't care what's going on. I know that Mexico's population is doubling every 30 years now. It's upwards of 100 million. Latin America's at 400 million total. They all want to come here. We're all going to be living at that standard of living, most of us, if we allow it to happen. And then I hear, it's racist to not let everyone come up here. We're natives, which you are. We're allowed to travel the length and breadth of the continent. Well, back when it was just natives here, you were all killing each other over territory. So this isn't how humans operate. So we got to be under the American flag. We got to be under the Texas flag. We got to be under the Mexican flag. We got to choose sides. And I just want Hispanics to know who don't know, because the media and the corporate media wants to divide all of us and play us off against each other, that you got more claim on Texas as a Texian than anybody does. And they go, yeah, we got more claim as Mexicans. This is Mexico. Wait a minute. Mexico was just an area with natives in it, taken over by Spain, and then France and Germany moved in. And and you've never gotten real freedom down there, and we've never gotten total freedom here, and now we're going in the wrong direction in America with Bush announcing he's a dictator. I mean, openly. So that's my rant, and I know Kevin's got a few comments. Raul A. Ramos, how do we read some of your writings or check out what you're saying or what you're doing? We got some links to some of the news articles you're quoted to here on Infowars.com, but give us any other tidbits you'd like.
I wrote an editorial in the Houston Chronicle that came out about 3 weeks ago, and I think that sort of got things started. I was surprised by the reaction that I got that it would go this far. I mainly thought I was just making a point about different interpretations of the past, and it turned out to be give articulation to a variety of viewpoints. But there's articles and scholarly journals.
Well, I haven't read your original article. You sound reasonable in this discussion. What did you say in it? Because I'm reading the Houston Chronicle by Bernardo Paulus,
right.
And he's saying that it's offensive to corporate and Hispanic community. Who says it's? I mean, why? Why?
Well, again, I just put it. I put down the claim that again that there are different ways of reading Houston 1836, but putting Sam Houston on a horse, sword drawn, charging against the Mexican army, made this point about American imperialism that I think puts the Mexican.
No, I understand. Nature abhors a vacuum. Nature abhors a vacuum. This was the wild, wild wilds, as you know, when your family was here. And my family got their Spanish land grant in 1829, so not here as long as your family. But my family paid, 10 cents an acre for its stuff from Spain.
Right. And they were, and that's, again, going back to how I'm developing this story, we often don't talk about Americans as immigrants. We talk about Mexican immigrants coming and immigrants from all over the world coming to the United States. But the fact of the matter is, the Americans and Irish who came in large numbers into Texas were immigrants into Mexico, period.
I understand, sir, but there wasn't 6.5, about to be 7 million people with them all coming, trying to come here. I mean, do you think we should just have unlimited? How about 600 million?
Well, that's not the point I'm making. And in fact, if you look at ratios, by 1830, Anglos outnumbered the American immigrants who were coming from the American South and in the majority, Tennessee.
I know.
Alabama.
We didn't cross the border. The border crossed us. So now we're all getting along happily. And then I hear, hey, you're going to have to leave, Pilgrim.
Wait, who's having to leave?
I've got tons of video. I mean, I mean, you say it's a minority of Hispanics that believe that, and I agree, but it is a sizable portion, sir, who says we don't like white people. And see, I go out and protest the Klan. I go out and protest the Aryan Nations. I mean, we've done this. I mean, I have the thing to kill me on video, and then I had to go protest a Hispanic group because to me they're exactly the same, and I don't care if they claim they've got all these past ills that happened to their grandpa's grandpa. I haven't done anything.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying. Now, I get your point about I didn't know it had Sam Houston, charging over Mexicans. I think it would be good to have Mr. Navarro charging over the Mexicans.
Right. And again, like I said, this was a Mexican Civil War, and Americans, Americans outnumbered American immigrants outnumbered the Mexican population, the Tejano population in Texas, 10-1. So, I mean, you think now, I don't know what estimates are on the percentage of
Hispanics are half, projected to be 75% within 30 years.
Well, I mean, right now in Texas it's 35%. Nationwide it's, I would say, 15%. Hispanic generally. Immigrant.
It's actually higher than that now, sir. Hispanics are the majority in the state.
Again, I mean, the last numbers I've seen, it's some definitely in the terms of the the age group. If you look at the younger age group, it's more
that
than
was
half.
10 years ago. At, not anymore, sir.
If you're looking at who's coming up,
I have the latest census projections.
But the question is there. You're still talking about half, and you're still talking, you know, when you're talking about Americans in Texas, you're talking 10 to 1 outnumbering Mexicans. And so it's not the parallel.
But most of the Mexicans, from what I've read, Professor, actually get, let's get Santa Ana out of here.
Right. As did like half of the Mexican nation at the time. There was a huge Federalist movement going on.
Well, that's my point, is I just want Hispanics to not feel like Texas isn't theirs and that they aren't part of this heritage.
Right. And, but the thing is that the Texas,
you know, the yellow rose
Texas,
of Texas,
but that Texas story, that Texas story has been hijacked in a lot of ways, as you know, and my editorial was an attempt to just add extra layers to that story. And
have
say,
you seen
know,
that big mural?
Black and white.
Have you seen that big mural when you're at the San Antonio River ride and you see the big mural of the cultures coming together?
Right.
See,
I
like that. I don't like this other business.
Right. And again, it's had it been just Houston 1836, I think we, you know, it's an objective fact, Houston was founded in 1836. Add the military part of it, and then it starts to become a little bit more questionable.
But I'm saying, what does that say, though, that a large group of Hispanics would be offended, because I guess they are seeing themselves as Mexicans rather than Texians or Tejanos?
Well, but that's just it. I mean, what I've seen that's interesting is when you don't have to agree with the past in order to be American. Let me give you an analogy, and I'm not making any equation, but you don't have to say that slavery was good or slavery was fine back then, you know. You can say slavery was bad and still be considered an American, right? And all I'm saying is we can have different views of this Texas
well, sir, I think
event and still be American and still be Texan.
Well, I think you're very reasonable, and we're going to let you go after Kevin has a few words with you, because we've got Marty from Calvin Soap coming up for a few minutes here in the wings, and I want to thank you for joining us. You're very level-headed and very reasonable, and I even kind of feel a little bit bad about being aggressive up front, because I've had other professors up, and they're just, hey, gringo, you're going to die. And I'm like, thank you very much. I mean, because I just want to get along here, but at the same time, I'm not going to roll over. Kevin Smith, you've got some comments and some history here.
Yeah, Professor Ramos, I can tell you that Alex and I would much rather be Texians or Texicans, probably, if it was all, you know, we had it to say, we'd rather have Texas stayed independent. But, you know, recently we were at the Capitol and we had the head of LULAC call us, and through association he thought we were supporting, we were Minutemen, we're not. But he said, we're stupid white devils. And he was calling the Minutemen that. I thought, well, Al Garza is the president of the Texas Minutemen Association. That makes no sense.
Right.
I am so proud of my Texas culture. I'm so proud of my Cherokee culture and my German culture.
Right.
And I am a Texan. I am a melding of many cultures come together.
Right.
And I think everyone should be, whether you're a Bohemian, my German relatives don't like the Czechs, but, you know, we all are what we are. We are Texas, and we are unique, and we have a lot to be proud of.
Right.
And to see people giving us the stink eye and telling us we're going to find out soon. And I've gone to school with Hispanics. I have fraternity brothers that are Hispanics that are serving in the DEA now. And I never knew until recently, the last couple of years, that I was supposed to have a problem with them. And I guarantee you, I want Hispanic Texans on my side, because I know what fighters they are.
Right.
I mean, we're friends with Celi Castillo. I mean, talk about true American patriots. I mean, but just I'm glad the way this conversation went. There's an event at the state capitol on March 3rd and 4th. We're celebrating the 170th year of Texas independence.
Right.
Come on. Come be part of it, sir.
That would be interesting, and I would like to see how the different ways that it's being celebrated these days. I'm always happy to participate in conversations about the past and how we remember the past in the present.
Well, about 10 years ago, I got invited to be a speaker at Texas Independence Day at UT, and the people dressed up in Aztec outfits ran up, grabbed the cake, threw it at us, and there were blacks, Hispanics, whites up there giving a speech, and I didn't know that all this was going on. So now I've just found more and more out about it, and it's really scary. Well, Professor, thank you for spending time with us. Is there a particular subdomain website where some of your writings can be read at your university?
Well, you can, if you go to the University of Houston webpage and look up the History Department, and I'm listed on there, and there's a CV, a sort of resume that includes citations for my different publications, and you can see other things I'm teaching in the department, American history, history of the American West, and my various my various research interests there.
All right, thank you for joining us and spending the time.
It was good talking to you.
Take care, sir. All right, there goes the professor. Kevin, thanks for popping in with us. You had a whole bunch of quotes. Why don't you, before we go to Marty here, I really appreciate holding patiently from Calvin. So why don't you just read some of the Hispanics that died at the Alamo, and then, I mean, we've got hundreds of pages of this stuff here, and all the Hispanic heroes of different battles, which, again, the media doesn't want you to know about.
Well, I went to this site. It's the Houston Institute for Culture, and it's by a professor, John P. Schmall, and it's the Texas Revolution Tejano Patriots, and it lists the 189 men who died in the Alamo hailed from many parts of the globe. They represented a truly multiracial, multi-ethnic force, all gathered together in a common cause, and I think that's what's important. What is the cause? We're fighting tyranny, and that's what brought them together. There were at least 32 that came from Tennessee. Why from Tennessee? Because these guys were tough Indian fighters. That's why they moved to Tennessee. And
the volunteer state.
Yeah, the volunteer state, still known as it. At least 10 of Patriots came from England. 11 were from Ireland, and that's a country that knew well the struggle against oppression. They've been fighting the British. And then another 30 or so from Germany, Denmark, and other countries. And as many of the 80 of the Alamo defenders were actually documented residents of Texas. So the idea that, oh, they were all mercenaries that just came down a week before the battle is not quite true. But in the Alamo battle, there were 6 actually born in Texas. And excuse me on some of these names. I can get most of them. Juan Abilimo, Juan Badillo, Carlos Espilar, Giorgio Esperanza, Antonio Fuentes, Andreas Navarro. And we get back to Jose Antonio Navarro. I mean, this man was trying to secede from Spain and make Texas independent well before Mexico even took over.
And he was born here.
Born and raised. He was one of the signers of the Declaration of Texas Independence, which is, we're coming up on a celebration of that. And as I said earlier, the professor, I am not ashamed.
Well, he actually wrote it, so.
Oh, yes, he did write it. I guess he gets to sign it when he writes it. But, you know, I'm proud of what made Texas, Texas. And I'll never be ashamed of that.
Well, I mean, let's boil it down. We got a lot of people from central and southern Mexico who, you know, cheer the Mexican soccer teams. They think this is Mexico, too. Kevin, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate the time and the information. I apologize to Marty having to hold for the last 5 minutes. I'll have to get him up at least once a month because, folks, real made-in-America organic soap, not full of toxins, is so expensive at the health food stores. The stuff that Marty sells is better quality. I use it in my own home. Been using it for 2 years. And it's made in America for 59 years, since 1947, family-owned, out in Oakland, California. And we just use it here at the office. We just love it. It is so good, and it is less expensive than the toxic stuff you buy at the store, about 85% less on average. Marty, thank you for coming on with us.
You're a great American, Alex. It's a great pleasure and honor for Cal Ben Stove Company to sponsor you.
No, you're awesome. Now, people can call you and get a free catalog, and what will they see in that free catalog? Tell us about your different soap products that is real soap.
Well, they'll see our laundry soap, nothing like it in the country. Our bath soap is pure soap. Our hair shampoo, once they use that, they'll never use anything else. Our liquid dish cream soap for hands, for pots and pans, for utensils, for windows, for floors, all-purpose cleaning, all safe, non-toxic, non-poisonous, triple concentrated, earth-friendly, and nothing like it to compare with all the chemicals and toxicity and hazardous sprays that come from everything. Don't need it anymore.
And by the way, when we do these little 5-minute interviews, 10-minute interviews, we always glaze over just how toxic, admittedly, the perfumes and chemicals are, because big chemical companies, only 4 or 5 of them, have a monopoly on what's on store shelves, so they want to sell you their chemicals. Marty, everybody who gets a bar of your hand soap, I mean, people are always smelling it. The basset hound here at the office fights to get it and tries to eat it. Why does it smell so good?
Well, the formula that we use is 80% vegetable oils and 20% coconut oils, which we call USP grade. It's the highest, that means United States pure.
Oh, man, it smells so good. And like normal detergent soap makes my skin crack and dry. I use this all over my body. It just feels so good. It makes me feel so clean.
We use a few drops of pure almond oil just to give the lubrication. Nothing like it. You not only can wash your face, wash your body, wash your hair, you can shave with it. You can use it as an all-purpose cleaner.
That's exactly what I do.
You can brush your teeth with it.
It's amazing. And tell us about some of your starter packs for folks that just don't want to call and get a free catalog.
Well, we have not only the catalogs that have our data bulletins, our complete descriptions of what we're talking about, but we have it in bulk packages. We can go from a four-year supply, which breaks down to $1.69 a week. We have a one-year supply, which breaks down to $3 a week. We also have a mini sampler tote bag, like a Whitman sampler, weighs out of 6 pounds. It has 4 bars of our pure soap, a 16-ounce dispenser of our triple concentrated shampoo. It has 16 ounces in a dispenser of our liquid cream soap. It has 18 ounces of our granulated laundry soap, a little tiny measuring scoop, a book of instructions, a large commercial size nylon scouring pad, which you can cut in half or quarters for cleaning. It replaces Ajax, Comet, Steel Wool, SOS pads.
Curly. Now, how much is that starter tote bag?
$14 plus United Parcel.
One or two bottles of toxic soap cost $14. You're getting all that for $14. Give them a call, 1-800-340-7091, 1-800-340-7091, or go to CalBenPureSoap.com. There's a big link, a banner on the left-hand side of Infowars.com. Over there, you can order online, look at all the products, CalBenPureSoap.com. Or 1-800-340-7091. Marty, stay there. I want to talk to you a few minutes on the other side. Folks, we're going to be right back, and I'm going to get into a bunch of other news as we fight the globalist tyranny. You know me. I turn down advertisers every day. It's ridiculous. I only have a few. This stuff is unbelievable. This is just, you've got to get it. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I know we haven't opened the phones up yet today because we've had two great guests on. And now our third guest, Marty, owner of Calbend Pure Sub Company out in Oakland, California. Been around since 1947, almost 60 years. I can't say that about most companies. Family owned. And believe me, it is incredible stuff because it's vegetable and it's citrus and it's cocoa butter. It is just so amazing. Excuse me, coconut butter. It is just so amazing. It works so good, and it's so inexpensive. And people say, well, why isn't your stuff on store shelves? He sells to hospitals. He sells to wealthy people. He sells to folks that know for 50-something years. Because they have a monopoly with the grocery stores to not let competition get in there. I mean, it's not a free market, folks. You need to give Marty a call. Give him a call right now, 1-800-340-7091. They got the phones off the hook there, though, so they can do this interview or their phone system shuts down. They get so many calls. So call them right when this interview ends or go to calbenpearsub.com. Marty, close up for us today.
Alex Jones, you're bliss itself. You win. You touch all bases. If you were packaged on a shelf, I'd buy 12 dozen cases. Your rating is quadruple A. At Genesis, you're the most. Business-wise, I've got to say, you are my favorite host.
Marty, you're a sweetheart. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Folks, give Marty a call. Marty loves being a sponsor. Been using his soap for 2 years. And just said, I ought to get him as a sponsor, and now he's never had a response anywhere near it. Well, obviously, unfortunately, so many of those other so-called Patriot shows on other networks really don't have any listeners. Genesis has all the listeners, and this show has the most there. Why, I have no idea. I guess people just know I'm telling it like it is, and I don't pull any punches, and I'm not calculating what I'm going to say next. It's just the real deal, and we appreciate you out there letting us have sponsors on occasionally because they're what makes this whole broadcast possible. And if you're listening on an AM or FM station, be sure and support their sponsors. Be sure and call them and thank the local sponsors. If you have a business, sponsor our local affiliates. We're getting a lot of new stations, whether it's in Wyoming or in Utah or in Texas, whether it's Corpus Christi or whether it's in Chicago or wherever all these new affiliates are coming from. Become a sponsor or thank the sponsors. Thank the stations because we need to support them as well. All right. There is so much news. When we start the third hour, I'll go ahead and get to some of your calls. I haven't given the number out yet today, but we have loaded phones. I'm kind of always suspect of that because people hold forever, and then we try to go to them, and they're not there. But your calls are coming up early in the next hour, and then there's all this new torture news. There's all this new police state news, the cameras that are going up, more details of what those are going to be doing and what's behind that. More on Bush declaring himself a dictator, the Iran situation. I've got to get through this stack of news. So what I'll do is I'll go through a bank of calls, then I'll cover news, and we'll take more of your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And all we're here simply doing is exposing that America is turning into a police state, that foreign corporations have masses of lobbyists openly paying off our politicians, selling out our sovereignty, selling out our industries, selling out our borders, selling out everything. It's happening in plain view. The UAE ports, that's nothing. And Chuckie Schumer up there saying Bush has gone insane because they're terrorists. The UAE is actually allies with the globalists, folks. A British company already owned those ports. The point is, why did our government sell it to them to begin with? Why do the communist Chinese have the Panama Canal and the Long Beach Naval Base out there, the only deepwater port on the West Coast? Why? Because our infrastructure is being sold out to the lowest bidder. That's right. First dibs are given to foreign companies as part of globalization, interconnectivity, mercantilism. But the good news is the EU's expansion failed last year. The Pan-American Union failed last year. So much is failing right now.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.